isn't it? All the flowers, in a way, are cheating, bribing some of these insects to carry the pollen. Look at all the animal beauty. Either it is stealth, being stealth, or camouflage, or something like that, to do what? Either to cheat the hunter, or to grab the hunting. That's what it is. The beautiful skin, these so many colors are what? Advertisement. And it's good. Why? Because there is no other thing. There is no other possibility. Each animal is made to logically analyze the environment, choose the necessities, and avoid the dangers. That's that, period. In so many animals, in so many beautiful ways, this has been created. So, Pharaoh is always there and is good. Something will happen to him when Moses comes here. The problem maker is Moses. Because Moses is an exception. That was the rule we were talking about, right? The exception comes out. This is it. He will create the exception and make me, the rule, look ridiculous. So he will do whatever he pleases with me. And it's okay with him. Because you know that he's created like that. Here, Rumi had prepared some argument to say what was one of the most famous verses in Masnavi for, let's say, philosophical argument. He talks about colorlessness and colors. Because color as appearance will create all the differences. You see, listen, this is some amazing thing. When colorlessness suddenly was grabbed by colors, then even Moses could fight Moses. And if he could go back to the colorlessness, then Moses and Pharaoh are friends. They work together. It's like that. So you divide them. The color will divide them, color in us. But at the essence, they are the same. They're both sides of one coin. Without the Pharaoh, there is no Moses. Here it is. Two verses that he will say, and in the third one will say, I know that you didn't get it and you don't like it. So let's hear it.
Since colorlessness became the captive of color, a Moses came into conflict with a Moses. When you attain unto the colorlessness which you possess, Moses and Pharaoh are at peace. If it occurs to you to ask questions about this mystery, how should color be devoid of contradiction?
Did you listen? He knew beforehand that he will tell you something. You have a lot of questions because you cannot swallow this. And he said, I know. Because that's what I'm talking about. That's what you're in. The problem is that. Even when I say it, you have to divide it. I say these both are hand in hand, and you have to divide it, and you want to ask the question. Because you are there. You are in a place that you are the captive of colors. You remember, you see this universe, only the colors you see. The colorless one you don't. Did any one of you have you ever seen the sky? No, you will see the blue. The sky is colorless. It's blue, which turns red in the evening, is because of colors you see. If you don't see the colors, with radar, when we look up, there is no blue sky. You see the sky, the space. But we are entangled with the color, so we do this. Remember, when you look black and white, even Moses will fight with Moses. If you look black and white, whatever we say will be contradictory. Because you will make a black for the white or a white for the black. You will make it. If you could turn off this color vision of yours, then you will see there is no difference between black and white. Black and white work together. And I know you have questions. Pity, because that's what we are going to address, yes.
The marvel is that this color arose from that which is colorless. How did color arise to war with the colorless?
The irony is this, that color came out of what? Colorlessness. Color is later. First is colorlessness. And say, okay, this late color, why this one is fighting the original one? Why you believe in colors and you cannot imagine colorlessness? How come that you cannot even imagine togetherness of two sides of one coin? Because in reality, no matter how you turn it, you see only one side of it. Is there a way out of that? Is there a way to see both sides of the coin together?
You spin the coin.
Spin the coin and tease yourself. No, there is an easiest way, man. A very easy one. You tell me.
Look at it from the side. Not you.
This beautiful lady. Tell me, how can I see both sides of the coin? A mirror. Do you remember this? Okay, make a note of it. Whenever you wanted to see both sides of you, you have to find a mirror. Remember, we talked about mirror and we're going to talk about mirror. Oh, we are the mirror. Moral is a mirror. And looking in that mirror, you can see both sides of yourself at the same time. That's the real vision. Yes?
Inasmuch as oil has been formed from water, why have oil and water become opposites?
Is that right, that the oil comes from the water?
The tree is fed by water.
Oh, but my God. No, we have to go 500 years, 600 years ago, time of Rumi. There is a very long process. The process goes like this. That first is milk. Then milk should be... How do they take out the the oil, the water? How the water comes out of the milk?
It comes to the top, floats to the top.
There is a lot of water involved first, because that should be prepared, added water. There is a lot of water that will bring out actually the butter. Everybody knows that. So in his time, you say, although in the process the water is helping, that butter, look at the butter, is fighting the water. Always. Doesn't know that owes its existence to the water. That's why he says that. Yes?
Since the rose springs from the thorn, and the thorn from the rose, why are both of them at war and in recrimination? Mm-hmm. Or is this not war? Is it for purpose, an artifice, like the bickering of those who sell asses?
What does that mean? Okay, it goes like this. The story is not a story. In reality, the places that they sell asses, donkeys, they have a trick. The trick is that if you are interested in one of these donkeys and you are the buyer, suddenly there are four or five other buyers. They will beat each other, and at the end you will pay a price without realizing that those four or five are the group of these sellers. And they do it just to provoke your interest and cheat you.